No matter what the problem facing a human being, you can bet that he or she will find a solution. And a group of people, well, they'll find several solutions. Commentator and anthropologist Meredith Small loves that about people.
Here's a math problem for you. Add 38 plus 38. The answer is 76, right? Now, how did you get there? I personally imagine the number 38 sitting on top of another 38, with a plus sign to the left and a line underneath. Then I added them. 8 plus 8 is 16, put down 6, carry 1. 3 plus 3 is 6, plus 1 is 7. 76. Isn't this how any educated adult would add in their heads? Apparently not. Last week, at my daughter's curriculum night, the first grade teacher threw out this simple math problem to parents and then asked how we got to 76. I gave my answer assuming everyone had done it this way. But the guy next to me had multiplied 38 by 2, the woman next to him had added 35 to 35 and then slapped on the 6, and another parent had upped the numbers to 40, then added them together and subtracted 4. My mind couldn't even follow these methods, let alone use one in a pinch. The point of the exercise was to demonstrate that people, including kids, have all sorts of ways to solve problems. As an anthropologist, I know that the ability to face a problem and figure it out is a mark of our species, something that has been favored for millions of years. But I also know that puzzle solving is not unique to humans. Seagulls know enough to drop a tasty clam from a great height so that it smacks open. Beavers are very adept at choosing the right trees, chewing them down, and building sturdy homes in precarious places. The English titbird is famous for figuring out how to lift newly designed bottle tops to get it fresh milk. And macaque monkeys know that dipping sandy rice or potatoes into the ocean efficiently cleans the sand off and adds a little salt. And of course, chimpanzees are smarter than most. Among their many talents, chimps frequently fashion a stick of particular heft and length for digging out termites, or they crush up leaves for a sponge to soak up water in the nooks and crannies of trees. In West Africa, groups of chimpanzees have also invented a way to crack open hard palm nuts and extract the meat. They place the nut on a stone anvil and then strike it with a carefully chosen rock of just the right weight. And they do this for hours, with a patience not found around many human nut bowls. But still, what makes people different is that we love being faced with a challenge and then coming up with an original answer. To us, puzzle solving is a game, a cognitive exercise that flexes our mental muscle. And the price we pay for such individualism is that everybody has an answer, and the many ways to solve a puzzle are therefore valid. That means the 40 plus 40 minus 4 people are just as good at math as I am, even though I haven't a clue how they got there.
Anthropologist Meredith Small solves problems in Ithaca, New York.